Very much, Director. Good morning, everyone. Andrei Covatariu, Vice President of the Group of Experts on Energy Efficiency and Co-Chair of Digitalization and Task Force. Thank you very much for all the remarks. I think we are pleased to hear that at the end of the day, our work on digitalization is actually the link between everything that is being discussed at the moment. But because without this backbone, this digital backbone, I think the integration of energy efficiency and renewable technologies would be impossible, arguably. So at the end of the day, the link that the tools and the software that we are researching on is facilitating this transition, is accelerating these processes. And I think it's also important to highlight that digitalization is not a controversial, let's say, topic. We may have very different views on how the energy transition process should be approached and what kind of technologies, what kind of policies ought to be implemented for different member states. But I haven't met so far anyone that would disagree on the needs and the benefits unlocked by digital solutions. So I'm very happy to see and to highlight once again the work that we have done at the task force over the last few years, and specifically on the integration on this cross-sectorial work that we have done between energy efficiency, renewable technologies, and so on. Specifically on electricity sector, this is what we focused on mostly over the past few years. However, this year, we have started looking a bit into non-electricity sector because renewable energy is more than just electricity. We know that. And to get closer to 2050, we would need to look into non-electricity vectors and solutions in order to support their decarbonization and their operational efficiency. So started from this year, we have started to look at the role of digital solutions in non-electricity sector. We are calling this the twin transition in non-electricity sectors, which I think is interesting, and I think a lot of member states would be interested in contributing and hearing a bit more about our work. So to this end, this is also a call for approaching us and for coming to us so that we can together look into this non-electricity specific sectors, how digital technologies and how, at the end of the day, our objectives on decarbonizing them are addressing and are accelerating the net zero objective that we all have. And closing, I would say that our work should probably go even beyond that. We were discussing about water today, about land availability and land use, about climate, other climate, let's say, topics in general. And I think obviously digital has an impact on that, but has also it's also supporting a better energy resource management. It's supporting a better integration of vectors. It's supporting cross-sectorial synergy. So I think, to this regard, I think once again it's important to look at these solutions, and very much looking forward to member states representatives and stakeholders representative in general to join us in our efforts and to come to us for exploring together this very important and timely topics, I think. Thank you very much.